just a moment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think Representative Davies actually brought up a point. As I read this, I think it would prohibit the actual utilization of this money for the appeal if it were remanded to a lower court. As it is very specific, the language that you have outlined is very explicit in saying that the appeal of the decision of the Federal Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in the state of Alaska versus Native Village of Vinitai. I'm not certain. I mean, there's a certain amount of flexibility, but it's fairly specific too, and I'm not particularly comfortable with how generic or how open that might be. The other point is I think we've been fairly direct with the Attorney General and other budgetary items in relation to the fact that we've always asked for accounting afterwards, or certainly as an option as we're going through the budget process to ask for accounting. How did the money get spent? And I certainly do that within my subcommittee process, and I think it's appropriate both within the legislative and the Department of Law's budget in reviewing the budgets next year to ask those tough questions. I think that's perfectly appropriate at that time.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Davies, I just wanted to, the issue, it says Representative Evaski for federal and state courts. So I think that we have the flexibility to deal with the case situation where it was remanded.
Right.
Representative Kelly and then Grusin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think a lot of the testimony we heard today centered around the fact that we need to deal with this question, not necessarily this specific case, and that we need a determination on this one way or the other. I would prefer that the money, if we needed it to address the question, that we had that flexibility. I think if we get real specific about it, and I see your intention, I think it's not a bad idea. And in some respects, it's certainly logical. But I think in other respects, that if we make the language so specific, we may be facing another lawsuit than appropriating money to handle whether we spent this money just exactly as it was stated. And as far as the accounting goes, I think I agree with Representative Mulder about the whole accounting procedures.
Representative Grusendorf.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I found what I was looking for. Pass.
Oh. Any other questions?
Representative Martin?
No.
Representative Mulder?
No.
Representative Davies?
Yes.
Representative Davis?
No.
Representative Grusendorf?
Yes.
Representative Kelly?
No.
Representative Corrine?
No.
Representative Hanley?
No.
Representative Terrio?
No.
3-7.
Comment, I'm not worried about the EG. I'm worried about the legislative body.
Amendment number 4?
Yeah, number. Are you ready for this one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Again, Mr. Chair, I would move amendment number 4.
Object. Okay. Go ahead.
There was objection?
Yeah.
A soft objection this time. Or just a weary one, maybe. Mr. Chair, I did originally intend this to apply to both sections A and C, but as you can see by my amendment to my amendment prior to passing it out, it now only applies to section C. In my section 2. In other words, it would have originally this amendment. What this amendment does is it makes a certain portion of the appropriation contingent on the Supreme Court taking the case. And originally, I was going to apply that to the Department of Law appropriation as well as the legislative appropriation. But and that was the reason I was going to do that is because I had felt that the amount of money the Department of Law had in its budget right now was adequate to cover phase one, and given the Attorney General's testimony, I decided to back off of that opinion. But I do have the opinion, Mr. Chair, that the legislature does not need more than $100,000 in phase one, and that would be perfectly an adequate amount of money for us to get started, to begin to look at the issue, to file an amicus brief or two, to state the leadership position. And then, so basically what this amendment would do is it would appropriate $100,000 on the effective date of the bill to the legislature for this purpose. And then it would say, it would then appropriate in Section C an additional $400,000 if the Supreme Court takes the case. So it would say, you know, we've got $100,000 to file, and I think filing, you know, typically filing amicus, you know, $50,000 or so, I think you could probably file two amicus briefs for $100,000. That would be an adequate response to get the legislative view out there and to coordinate with the administration. And then if the court decides to hear the case, then the additional $400,000 is available.
And what would happen if they don't review the case but send it back to the Ninth Circuit?
That is a good question. I would entertain in a friendly amendment, a conceptual amendment, that the $400,000 would be appropriate in case it got remanded. The $400,000 should not be appropriated in the case where the court just simply declines to hear it. And there's no further, you know, as the Attorney General said, if the court just simply declines to hear it, there's no really no need for the additional money. He said we wouldn't use any, we would expect not to expend any further funds at that point on this case. So I think a...
Would you like to withdraw your motion to move the amendment and just... Or you want to amend
it? No, I would just, if you would allow me, just a conceptual amendment to the amendment that would say that in the event that it was remanded, that Section C would be appropriate as well, the $400,000 in Section C.
Is there any objection to the amendment to the amendment? If there's no objections, then the amendment to the amendment is adopted. Now we have the main amendment before us.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm somewhat, you know, intrigued by the notion that it's purely appropriate for only the Attorney General to go forward with, at any level, to pursue this action, inappropriate for the legislature. I think it is appropriate because I think it demonstrates bipartisan participation and support for the activity. And certainly, even if you look, I mean, I just threw the case about remanding it as an instance. But in the instance that it would be thrown back to us, I believe there will be remedial action that will be, you know, considered, proposed back in Washington, D.C., to Congress, and legal expertise or advice may be welcomed at that point in time as well. I guess I look at this as, you know, yeah, this is perhaps one of the looser appropriations we might have done in the last few years since I've been on this body. But at the same time, I do expect there will be an accounting. We will see something for what we're investing in. And I think there is a legitimate legal point that we're trying to demonstrate or to resolve here, because I agree with the people who testified today. The last thing I want to see in this state is a race war as well. That's not what we're trying to achieve or result in. We're trying to clarify a legal standing. And I think it's perfectly appropriate for the legislature to participate in that process at any level.
Representative Davis.
Well, Mr. Chair, when the Supreme Court, if the Supreme Court were to decline to hear this, period, the legal standing would be established then. And then it would be up to us to go forward and try to interpret how to deal with tribal entities in the state of Alaska that have Indian country status. And I can't imagine any court hearing another case on that. I mean, because the Supreme Court has effectively, even though by their decline, they have spoken on the issue. So at that point, the legal issue is, that you referred to would be clarified. There would be no need for this appropriation at that point.
Are there comments, questions? Shaw?
Representative Mulder?
No.
Representative Davies?
Yes.
Representative Davis?
No.
Representative Brusendorf?
Yes.
Representative Kelly?
No.
Representative Torrey?
No.
Representative Martin?
No.
Representative Terrio?
No.
Representative Hanley?
No.
Are there any other amendments?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Unless there's further discussion, I would move CS for SB 74 from committee with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal notes.
Object.
Appropriation
bill.
Oh,
excuse me. Excuse me.
An objection. Representative Davis?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Under debate, and I appreciate the concerns shown by the amendments as to the lack of a detailed budget, I would just like to be put on record as also having a concern about that. It seems like we've just thrown a number out here and we're accepting it and dealing with it. So I would just like to, I think, put leadership on notice that I think we may be looking for some little more detail on the numbers. I know I would appreciate it, and certainly everybody else would, including the public.
Well, I can guarantee you there'll be an accounting of all the dollars, and people will be able to see where they got spent. So, comments? An objection to moving the bill that's on the motion?
I have
a Representative Davies.
Speak to my objection, please. Mr. Chair, unfortunately, calls for dialogue about this issue are in vain due to the fast-track nature. It takes much more time than we've allotted to the process in order to have people be comfortable with what we're doing. And I appreciate that there is a need to move somewhat quickly to file the required court briefs, but I believe that the rest of the process doesn't need to be on that fast a track, and I've attempted in my amendments to separate those out a little bit to allow the necessary part that needs to be on the fast track to go ahead, but to slow down the rest of it, and the rest of the committee in their wisdom has not seen fit to do that. So I'm still uncomfortable with that, the rest of that, and I would hope that there might be some use of some of the money perhaps to help begin that dialogue. We don't know the implications one way or the other very clearly at this stage, and clearly one of the things we want to, that is attempted to be got out of the Supreme Court decision is some understanding of that, but I think it would be helpful to have a better idea as we proceed with this kind of legislation as to what is a tribe and what powers do they have now, what powers would be conferred on them with Indian country. We don't know that at this point in time. We don't know what how that affects various land use and judicial issues, and the question that Representative Barnes raised about funding obligations that may or may not accrue between the state and tribal entities in the future. Those issues are just hanging here. We have absolutely no resolution of them at this point. We have zero budget. That is no budget documentation, no backup, no detail on $1 million expenditure here. Not one detail. And I object to that. We don't have a plan, even except for a very vague plan about how we're going to proceed. We don't know if we're going to be doing lobbying or not. We don't know if we're going to do education or not. This is, I think, one of the most ill-thought-out budget appropriations I've ever seen. I think that the action to approve it would be premature. And because of the ill-thought-out nature of this, I think it has been unnecessarily divisive. I think people are afraid of something they don't understand, and I don't blame them for not understanding it because I don't understand it at this point. I've been trying, as I said, for 2 days to get some understanding of what's going on. And so I regret the divisive impact that the bill has had thus far. And for all of those reasons, I can't support it at this time. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm somewhat in a similar position as Representative Davies here, that the appropriation to the Department of Law I do support, and I realize that we should at least get this question answered one way or the other, but I am concerned about the appropriation to the legislative body, where we seem to think that we have to piggyback onto that, and it has caused a lot of problems throughout the state because the legislative body decided to join in it. There were concerns, of course, Department of Law, but more so that we are taking an active a more active role than I believe we should in this, and the questions with the amount of money, of what we're going to do, and I'm afraid from past experience, I feel that the amount of money spent by the legislative body could be better spent elsewhere.
Thank you. Other comments on the motion to move the bill?
Representative Mulder?
Yes.
Representative Davies?
No.
Representative Davis?
Yes.
Representative Grusendorf?
No.
Representative Kelly?
Yes.
Representative Coring?
Yes.
Representative Martin?
Yes.
Representative Hanley?
Yes.
Representative Theriault?
Yes.
7-2.
The bill has moved from committee with individual recommendations. Tomorrow we have
holding our own.
We have a lot of bills, right?
Mr. Chair,
supplemental. Holding our own, we have a lot.
Mr. Chair,
why don't you put your supplemental off for tomorrow?
Only. Could I say something real quick?
Yes, Representative.
I'd just like to thank you for letting me be a part of this committee today and being able to participate in it. And I think that you did a great job in accommodating the people on short notice to testify. And I'd just like to state for the record that I do oppose this bill.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Attorney General. We do have possibly House Bill 9. Representative Porter was trying to work with the administration on bringing some things into that, and I'm not sure if it's going to be ready or not, is my understanding. But we will continue with the House Bill 113, which is the supplemental of all the areas. We'll go through the background, starting with Section 1 on those tomorrow as well. So we may have House Bill 9 if it's ready, and if we'll definitely have discussion about the. Don't intend to move the supplemental tomorrow. I think we'll have a number of areas to discuss, go through the background. Representative Davies?
From the little bit of discussion I've heard on the development of the CS, I assume that my amendments won't be incorporated in the CS, and so will they be on the table?
That is I think you should ask Representative Terry. I'm not involved in the bills, so I would.
And if so, can I? It would be helpful if I could redraft them so that they had drafted the CS, addressed the CS.
Representative Davies, we'll try and get that. Part of my frustration is I haven't seen the proposed CS yet either, so that may cause us to cancel that from being heard tomorrow and just renotice it next week. I plan to actually go down and talk to Representative Porter about that possibility.
And then just for everybody's information, on Friday we are going to have a RIP hearing, Retirement Incentive Program. We're going to have Annalee McConnell here to give their overview, and we've invited we've talked to a number of the union folks, and we've been getting letters about their frustration with not being able to RIP when they meet the criteria. So it's a work session discussion. There's no bill on the table, but allow the administration to give us their explanation of how they're administering the RIP. And then also I anticipate hearing from either representatives of some workers or the workers themselves to give us examples of where they thought they should have been able to, and hear a discussion back and forth. So that will be Friday. So if you know of individuals that are interested, or you've had complaints from folks about the RIP process, we will be taking public testimony on Friday that to discuss that issue as well. So that's what will happen on Friday. Nothing else, will adjourn for today. Yeah, it's going on.